Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Last week, we talked about Legion and the demonic kings that are over him. Legion is the fiercest spirit in the New Testament, and I know because I have battled with him many, many times. I've told you all about the diseases and chronic afflictions that I've had to deal with. Everything from chronic flus and infections to chronic back and neck pain, even the deadly disease of lupus. Many of those disorders came upon me when Legion gained a legal right to torment me because I had a wound in my soul. Today we're going to talk more about Sion and Og. They are the demonic kings that are over the spirit of Legion. The Bible says that these kings were giants. History indicates that they were evil men that introduced all kinds of sin and rebellion into the world. They led mankind deeper into sin. They taught men how to worship idols and even operate in witchcraft and sorcery. There were demonic spirits that controlled those giants, and those spirits are still active in the world today. Their assignment is to not only to continue to lead men into sin, but to torment us with mental and physical sickness and disease. When God showed me these kings in the Bible, I began to get healed of everything I had in common with them. Then step by step, I started having dominion over all kinds of diseases and disorders. Not only did I get miraculous healings for myself, but when I would pray for people that had mental disorders, flu symptoms, bacterial infections, viruses, and all kinds of sicknesses, they would get healed too. Do you know someone struggling with a mental disorder? Have you been battling with constant sickness on you or your children? Perhaps you're suffering from repeated flus, ear infections, sinus infections, bacterial disorders, and viruses. Does your family seem to catch everything that's going around these days? They could be susceptible to sickness and disorder because they have wounds in their soul that are in common with these demonic kings. Today you're gonna learn how to become excellent in soul so you can have the power to defeat the giants. I wanna tell you something. You may not understand the importance of this message at this moment, but you're going to. When you start getting your soul healed of stuff that's in common with Legion and their kings, the giants, you are going to see your entire life change. You are going to see your entire life change. My entire life, my entire ministry changed when I started getting my soul healed of everything in common with Legion, when I stopped dwelling among the tombs. I went from having no dominion in a meeting to explosion of dominion in a meeting. I remember in the beginning when I still had all these tombs, I was dwelling among the tombs and I would go into a meeting and Legion was everywhere. He was on everyone and there were like, it was the flu season and he brings the flu upon people, I'm telling you right now. And flu and sickness and bacteria would be sweeping through the congregation. And I myself would be sick as a dog up in front trying to preach a message and knowing there was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing I could do about it. I remember I was prophesying over people. One by one, people lining up and I'm prophesying over them. And somebody was tape recording it. And I remember Legion was all over everybody. Now, they didn't know it and I didn't tell them because I didn't want to scare nobody. But Legion was all over everybody, man. And there was this one lady, and she had the flu, and her mind was full of noise. She could barely stand it. She was crying. She was in pain. Her mind was being tormented. Her body was being tormented. And I was sitting there going, let go of her in the name of Jesus. Let go of her right now in Jesus' name. I was so angry, right? I was trying all that I could to win this battle for her. But he wasn't going because I had something in common with him, so I had no power over him. Remember what Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming, but he's nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. The enemy has no power over you when you have nothing in common, but when you do, he has dominion over you. And I was trying to rebuke this spirit off of her, and I was commanding, leave you, stop it, you leave her alone in the name of Jesus. I command you to bow, bow. And nothing was happening. Well, there were people there that were recording me prophesying
over all those people. And they went home that night, and they began to pray back the prophecy so they could hear the words I was speaking over people. And when I got to that woman and a couple other people, all of a sudden they're listening to the tape, and they go, "What's that noise?" And they go, "Oh my gosh, that's pigs grunting." The husband walks in while they're playing this tape. And he walks in. He doesn't know what they're doing. He goes, "Hey, what's that? Sounds like a bunch of hogs grunting or something." And there was even a man's voice in the background. And he said this, "I've got her bound." And I couldn't do nothing about it. And it was horrible. And I felt powerless. And it went on like that for 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months while I battled this beast. And I tell you, he's a beast. He's a beast. But everywhere I went, another tomb, another graveyard of tombstones would come up. And I'd get healed. Because I would just do the steps I've been teaching you to get my soul healed. The blood and the dunamis, the blood and the dunamis. And then I'd go to another place and another graveyard of tombs would come up. And I'd just do the blood and the dunamis, the blood and the dunamis. And every time I knew I would get the victory because I'd be sick in my physical body 1 minute. And then all of a sudden, as soon as my soul would get healed, that disease, whatever it was, that bacteria, whatever it was, would instantly die. Not go away. I didn't take a pill. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't get a prescription. I didn't do anything like that. It would just die. It would leave. Because I would get my soul healed of everything in common with that spirit, and then that disease would have to go. And the more I did that, the more authority I had. Till finally I was in meetings and I was able to now rebuke Legion and this huge monster beast that I battled with. And I was even, I'll admit it, I was even afraid of that beast for a long time. Because it's like, what is he going to do to me now? And what is he going to do to the people now? But now he's a little... He's not a giant. He's not a giant anymore. And that's how it's going to be for you. You're going to be able to command bacteria to die, and it will. You'll be able to command disease to go, and it will. You'll be able to command tombstones to leave, and it will. You're going to take the land of the giants.
When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it, and I get a breakthrough every time.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Now, Legion, like every spirit, has kings over it. Who are they? Their names are Sion and Og of the Amorites. Let's briefly look at some geographical history to prove that these kings indeed are the despots that are over the spirit of Legion. Jesus first encountered the spirit of Legion. He was in the region of the Gadarenes. Legion controlled that region. He was assigned to it. We know that because one of the first things he said to Jesus when Jesus came, he said, "Oh, Jesus, do not send us out of the region." He did not want to be sent out of the region of the Gadarenes. Why? It's because that's where his kings came from. That's where they originated from. That's where they lived. The kings Sion and Og of the Amorites once controlled the region of the Gadarenes. If we look at it, historians believe that the reason that region is called the Gadarenes is because it was an area of land that was given to the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh. So Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh had possession of the region of the Gadarenes. Well, where did they get it from? Because remember, the land of Canaan was under the control of numerous pagan kings when Israel took possession of it. So who were the original Canaanite kings, pagan kings, that controlled the region of the Gadarenes? It was Sion and Og. Listen to Numbers 32. It says, "And Moses gave to them, the sons of Gad, and to Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sion, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og of Bashan." So Sion and Og were the kings that originally controlled that region of the Gadarenes where Jesus encountered the spirit of Legion. Now, Legion was probably the most fiercest, powerful spirit spoken of in the New Testament. And likewise, so were their kings. They were probably the most fiercest kings in the land of Canaan. In Joshua 12, it says that Israel fought 31 kings to take the promised land. Now, that's a lot of kings, right? Now, out of all these kings, when you read the scriptures about the triumphant victory that Israel had with taking the promised land, it doesn't mention all those kings. It always only mentions two and then says, and the rest of the mighty kings. Who's the two it mentions? Sion and Og. Listen, Psalm 135 is a great example. It says, "The Lord is great, who smote nations, many and great, and slew many mighty kings, Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan." So it doesn't name all the rest of the 31 kings that they smote and they slew. It just names these two guys. Why? Because they were the biggest and the baddest. They were the biggest and the baddest. Now I want you to think about that. That means something. We're about to we're about to have dominion over the biggest and the baddest. Amen? I said amen? Amen? Remember what happened in Joshua 2 when the spies went in and they met Rahab, the prostitute. Remember that? Do you remember what she said to them? She was like, "Man, we know that the Lord has given you this land because your terror has fallen upon all the inhabitants of the land because we all heard what the Lord did for you at the Red Sea and how it dried up in front of you." Remember that? See, we all remember that part about how, yeah. That must have scared the dickens out of all of them, eh? That the Red Sea dried up in front of them. That's put the scare into all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. But that's not the only thing that put the scare into the people that lived in Canaan. Listen to what else she said. She said, "Yeah, we heard about how the Lord dried up the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the east side of the Jordan, Sion and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard that, our hearts melted. Neither did spirit nor courage remain anymore in any man because of you and the Lord your God." See, their defeat of Sion and Og, that's what really scared everybody to death. So those kings must have been fierce, all right? These were very fierce kings because they are being compared to the Red Sea miracle as how big of a deal it was for Israel coming into the land. Now, these kings were indeed the fiercest kings in Canaan. Rabbinical literature identifies those two kings as brothers. The name Sion means warrior, and it means sweeping away, as in a leader who sweeps and wipes away everything in front of them. And Og and his people were said to be the last of the race of giants. In Deuteronomy 3:11, it says, "For King Og of Bashan remained of the remnant of the giants. And behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, after the cubit of a man." So they're estimating that at the very least, his bed was 13.5 feet long and 6 foot wide. Yes, that means he would be about 9 feet to 13 feet in height as a giant. He was a literal giant. And I'm going to explain to you why this isn't so important that I'm pressing this out. Og was a literal giant. The Bible talks about the giants in Genesis 6:4. It says that there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, they're talking about the flood, the days of Noah. "When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men, which were old men of renown." See, before the flood and after the flood, there were giants in the land, and they were mighty men, men of renown. The word renown means famous, so having a reputation. See, they were famous and had a reputation because these giants had superhuman strength. They had superhuman intelligence. They knew how to fashion weapons out of metal. They taught men how to worship idols. They taught men how to do pagan ceremonies, how to do black magic arts and incantations. They were evil men, strong, ruthless men, tyrannical men. Now, why is it important that we know that Og was a giant and we trace his lineage back to the giants? Because when you're getting healed in your soul, you want to go all the way back to where evil first began. See, if you just take the weed and pull the top off, the root is still there and the weed grows back. You need to go right to the origin of the problem. And in this case, the origin of the problem were the giants. They were the first real, real evil in the world. So when you go back to their origin, baby, you're going back far. And you're going to pull that root out that's in your soul. And you're going to have total dominion over the giants. Amen? Yes, Og was one of those giants. Amos 2:9 says that that there's a symbolic reference to Og as the Amorite whose height was the height of cedars and whose strength was like that of the oaks. His strength and his abilities far exceeded the normal man, which completely explains why Legion was such a powerful entity. Legion was the most fiercest demonic spirit in the New Testament. Why? Because his kings were giants. Think about it. The demoniac had supernatural strength, didn't he? He had supernatural strength. Remember, it says that this man continually lived among the tombs. No one could subdue him anymore, not even with a chain, for he'd been bound often with shackles for the feet and handcuffs. And with the handcuffs of light chains, he wrenched apart the shackles, he rubbed and ground together and broke in pieces. No one had strength enough to restrain or tame him. The demoniac was a human being controlled by a spirit. And that particular spirit made him so strong that no one could subdue him, it says. No one, not even with a chain. They'd wrap a chain around him and he'd break it free. They would shackle his hands, they would shackle his feet, and he would just break the shackles and grind the shackles and break free out of the shackles. Look, I've been in shackles and handcuffs many times. And unless you're Houdini, you have a key, or you're the demoniac possessed by Legion, you ain't going nowhere. But this guy had supernatural strength. Now, I want you to think about it. Is there any other demonic force in the New Testament that when that force came upon a person, that person demonstrated supernatural strength? Anybody? Any other demonic entity? Do we read any other stories about Jesus running into somebody who was super strong like that? No, right? No, right? You know why? Because Legion's kings were giants. You've got to get how important this is. The giants are the root. If we can go back to the giants, remember, they were there in the days before the flood and after the flood. We want to go back. We want to trace lineage as far back as we can. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? We want to trace the lineage of these kings as far back as we can. And when you get to the root, that's what happens. You pull out the problem, the weed, and it will never grow back again. You're about to pull out the weed because we're going all the way back, and it's never going to grow back again. We keep on having these problems that we get delivered of, and then they come back. But we're going all the way back in time. And we're taking on the giants, and we're going to win. Now, just to give you more connection between Legion and Og, it says that one of the cities in Og's region was the city of Bashan in the, quote, land of the Rephaim, which is the land of the giants. That's what that word means. And that region, listen to this quote, contained hundreds of stone tombs that date back before Christ. Where did the demoniac live? And in the region where Og the giant lived, they found hundreds of stone tombs. Now, all these tombs, they were discovered in 1918 by Gustav Dalman, and all these tombs matched in their dimensions the approximate dimension of Og's bed as described in the Bible, meaning these stone tombs were just the right size to bury giants in. See, the tombs inside your soul are connected to the giants. Did you hear what I said? You know, everybody hears a fun story about David and Goliath and all that, and they think it's a cute childhood story that we tell all our kids. These are serious entities. They go back before the flood. When we can take on the giants and win, which we are doing now, we're going to whoop some major behind.
Okay, let's activate into this truth. Put your hand on your stomach or your heart and pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for any sin that I committed that caused me to have something in common with the giants, Sion and Og. Wash my sin clean with your blood. And I repent for any sin that my ancestors committed that wounded their souls, going all the way back to the time of Sion and Og, and all the way back to Adam. I decree your blood is washing my soul clean of every sin that is connected with these two kings. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the blood got rid of the sin, but if there's still a wound, then you could still have something in common with these giants. That's our problem. Most believers are applying the blood and the sin is being washed away, but the wound that sin made is still there, and it's still allowing kings like Sion and Og and the spirit of Legion to torment you. So let's pray for dunamis to fill your soul. Put your hand on your heart again and pray with me. You ready? Say, I decree I am healed in my soul. I'm filled with dunamis power from the resurrection. It lives in my spirit, man. And now I release it into my wounded soul. I command every wound inside of me to be filled with dunamis so I can become excellent of soul. I'm gonna prosper and be in health even as my soul is prospered. I'm filled with dunamis, and it's healing every wound that's allowing Legion and the giants, Sion and Og, to attack me. Everything in common with King Sion and King Og is being healed now. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it, and I get a breakthrough every time.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I really believe you're getting healed of everything you had in your soul that was in common with the giants, Sion and Og. Next week, we're going to continue this series on these two demonic kings, and we're going to do a super soak so that you can really dig in to get your breakthrough. When we did this healing activation at our last meeting, there was a corporate mass deliverance that took place. I believe this same kind of power is going to be released into your home next week. See you then.